Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Out of some of my trouble. Take Bible very well, Lou. He had delivered me from some of my troubles. Stretch your hand to this spiritual incantation. From all your troubles, the Lord will deliver you. Why are you posing to say amen? For all your predicament. If the word of God is settled, then I pray the Lord will deliver you. And he had made my eyes to see his desire upon. That means all your enemies have been troubling you, the Lord will trouble them. So look at me, you will not be trapped forever. Say, I've been trying to marry, I've been trying to do business, I've been trying to travel, and everywhere is blocked. Come and see the way of escape. You have done the will of God and there's trouble. Come and see your way of escape. Remember Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength. I love this place very well. A very present help in trouble. So you are not alone. Can I sing the song again? Mighty God is with me.
I am not alone.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever they have done with your first hair, the Spirit of God is here. Whatever they have done with your first hair, whatever they did with your first hair that made you to be slowed down in life, that made your life to become a baggage. Now, agents, I am sent by God. I reverse your walk over your life in the name of Jesus. A few more. Wherever they are keeping the hair and the glory of children in your family, whatever limitation set for the children of that family, that this is how far we can go in this family, you are breaking away from that cage in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you for this deliverance. The first God's escape route. God provides supernatural deliverance. So the first escape route might be supernatural deliverance. It's not going to be ordinary, it's going to be supernatural. And I'm going to be telling you things under the supernatural. Thank you, precious Lord. Any gift that has put your life in bondage, any gift that has made your life to be a shadow, I reverse the effect over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Under the supernatural, what can happen? Psalm 34 verse 7. God sent his angel. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. Help me finish the last statement there. Not hearing you, and he does what? Can I beg you on my knees? Don't believe anybody that tells you there's no angel. There are more angels in heaven than the people on earth. The storehouse of a manufacturer is bigger than what is in the market. Hello. I'm hearing so many things now that is making my stomach to chunk. You know, hear me. God has angels. By the grace of God, I've been able to see angels several times. They know be your mate. One angel can carry a whole plane with one finger like this. You are looking at me. My friend Peter said he doesn't believe in hell. And I said, let us pray. Father, Peter said he doesn't believe in hell. Please show him hell. We were children. From my heart, I pray. Stretch your hand. You have not seen angel before. Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. You have not seen angel before. Let me pray for you. Angels of God will begin to appear to serve you in the name of Jesus. When it doesn't happen to you, when they come, Father, how would they know in the day? So when I say that, adjust the hearer, adjust the rhythm. He said, are they not ministries be sent to minister to you? Oh yeah, let angels of God begin to surround you and work for you, make life easy for you in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout a bigger amen. Amen. Sit down. You can't be evil and be waiting for angel. You are evil and say angel. Ain't no angels coming. The angels of the Lord and people that fear him. So supernaturally, I'm teaching today, don't forget, God's escape route out of problem. And I'm showing you today, there is no wahala on earth. There's an escape route. Can I pray for you? The Lord will open your eyes to see it. We are still under supernatural escape. Exodus chapter 14, verse 21 to 22. See, when God intervenes in your life supernaturally, it defies supernatural laws. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. Now that night made all the sea dry, and the waters were divided. The waters of your trouble will divide. God made a way of escape for them. God will make a way of escape for you. Amen. So supernatural escape brings glory to God. You don't even understand how it happened. How, I don't know. How did it happen? I don't know. Daniel chapter 6 verse 22. I'm showing you supernatural escape. My God has sent his angels. And has shut the lion's mouth. That they not hurt me. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. May the angel of God go ahead of you and help you this month. Amen. I'm not hearing, but I will still pray for you. May the angel of God go ahead of you and help you this month. Amen. They put three people inside fire, see? But the king saw many. So for supernatural. Supernatural. The vice president of that country was sick. They were calling me. I was not going to pick. So they called my wife. I don't know how she picked the call, sir. And she said, please go. And I went there. I told you. Supernatural escape. How can feather be in the stomach of a person? Supernaturally, God will deliver you. So the first one is supernatural. You don't understand it. You just know something has happened. I don't understand it. You slept with fibro last night. In the morning, angel of God came to remove it. Supernatural. Supernatural. You can't calculate it. Supernatural. I was sick. They've taken me to all the hospitals, so they dropped me at home. Supernaturally, I told you I went to heaven. Believe it or not. Now me go. No be you. Go your own. And I told you I saw my grandmother there. And I was prayed for in heaven. And they told me to go back. I came back and I saw an angel beside me reading to me a scroll of my life. And when he read the scroll, he got to the time I was sick. And he looked at me. And he said, after now, you are going to rise up from that chair. And after now, you are going to go to a land I'm going to show you. From there, you will start a ministry. I can't forget. Femi Akona is going as written. Mention your name. Let me pray for you small. You are mumbling your name. I'll manage. You will go as it's written. So the first way of escape is what? Supernatural deliverance. You are not understanding. I don't understand it. But I know I was delivered. Second way of escape. God uses divine instruction. He will give you instruction. He will bring instruction to you. He will send a word to you. The first one, supernatural. The second one, instruction. Many of you receive instruction. I beg. A man of God, that's a friend to Pastor Joshua, invited me. Now, them invite me to come to their company. I went there. He doesn't have any child. So I told him, I said, Thomas, fear the Lord. Do this. When I turn my back, look at me. Look at what he did to me. So I turned back and said, what did you do now? Did you just do like this to me? He said, I know. See, today, no girl picking. Instruction. Yes, sir. Look at me anyhow. Let me block the wife woman. Let me show you. Joseph and his family would have been destroyed one night, but an instruction went ahead of them. I feel like praying for you. Make I pray for you. The instruction that will make you to escape destruction is coming for you in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, I said five route, escape route. Even if you have made mistake, God will come back again to you that, okay, take this way. Man, there's always penalty. There's always free kick. God will open another way for you. Matthew 2:13. Oh yeah, open. The time is running. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord, now I've showed you supernatural, appeared to Joseph in a dream. He's not doing it for them, but he came with a word. Some is supernatural. You will not have to do anything. God will just do for you. The other one, it will come with a word. Arise. Somebody say instruction. And take the young child and his mother. And do what? And jackpa into Egypt. And be there until I come back to do. With the word. For Aaron will seek to find the child. Stretch your hand. I want to pray for you. Oh Lord, speak into my life. I am a living sacrifice. Your word.
Your word.
Live another
time. Oh Lord, speak into my life.
The word that will build you from shame. Oh, telling you they love you does not mean they love you. Blessing them does not mean they love you. Paying their children does not mean they love you. Some are waiting that you will soon see shame. Somebody in this church, he said, he will soon go down. The word that will bend you from mockery. The word that will bend you from embarrassment. The word that will bend you from poverty. The word that will bend you from tears. The word that will make the people to know God has answered you. I don't know whether you are here. Let the world locate you in the name of Jesus. Your word.
One word is all I need.
One word
is all I need.
Psalm 119. I didn't say 4:1. I said 119:105. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You want to escape from that trouble? Pay attention. A word is coming. You know, many times they'll say, Daddy, we love you. And the Lord will be telling me, Jacob, the Ekbe, won't love where she's buying. People will come to our office and they will put on their phone. They are recording what I said. Can you imagine? And the Lord will tell you, you are recording me. Oh my shield. Oh my shield. You're a member of this church and you are still foolish. You will remain foolish forever. I have taught you. You want to escape? There's a supernatural level. You will not do anything. God will carry you till. But another one, a word will come. If you not take the word, it's good for you. If you don't take the word, can I pray for you? Grace to obey God's word. Receive it in the name of Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 10. Good news. That guy was sick. And Elisha sent someone out to tell him, go and wash yourself 7 times in the river Jordan. Oh, the Bible said Naaman was a very wonderful soldier, but he was leprous. What bailed him out? One word. So when I was sick and the angel of the Lord came after they had prayed for me in heaven, and I told the class of the people that prayed for me, he said, send your brother to get you the CD, no, the cassette of Domoe. You are the Lord that healed me. And that was what I was hearing, you know. No more treatment. That was what I was hearing. And I stood up again after 9 months on the chair. So I would have died if not that God spoke a word to me. If you are the helper of the family, you might be 10 years old. If you don't hear from God, you go die, you. Because everybody will be tired. They don't know what to do. But you are the pace setter. Can I pray for you? The Lord will work on your eyes. You are still posing, eh? The Lord will work on your ears. I'm not taking it. The Lord will work on your heart. That problem, where they, the Lord will show you the way out. If you are the one I pray for, shout three amen and pack your blessings. So the first way of escape is what? Supernatural deliverance. God will deliver you. The second one is not supernatural. A word will come as instruction. A word will come as instruction. Everybody in the family begging. A word will come as instruction. Everybody come up, they go down. A word will come as instruction. Number three, time they run. God's third route of escape from trouble is human. He raises human helpers for you. In strategic times, he raises human helper, some for once, some for life. You've got to know. God will raise someone for you, they will stand by you for life, and some is not for life, it's once. So you must identify them. Mephibosheth would have died in Lodebar. You remember? You remember? But God raised David for him. Can I pray for you? If you are here and you have not met the right people, this service, God is settling you. Not hearing you. Just as God has agents, he also has, just as he has angels, he also has agents. Angels, he has agents. Agent. Come, Esther chapter 4, verse 14. I need that the last statement there, but let me read from the beginning. Your human helper will not keep quiet. Did you say amen? They will not have rest. If you keep quiet at this time, help will come from heaven to the Jews and they will be saved. But your father's house will come to an end. Yet who knows? Look at it. Who knows? Look at it. Maybe it was for this, it was for a time like this that you were made a queen. When somebody become a governor today, people connected to him, their life will change. No matter how the person has been abusing the government before, when his man gets there, even if he's an apostle, no matter how he talks, today, he's still, immediately, his own person. So you go be governor now. What am I talking? You are the best now. Are you not the best? Honorable, please meet me in my bedroom. Have you not been so? His Excellency. Because of you, God will leave some people. God will leave some people. There are human helpers. You have, some of you have met your helper, but you can't just ban and say good morning. No. If it's my helper, I will do. If you cannot, God will send another one. Otimis. They are not many. People sent to you, they are not 1, 2, 3, 4. Check the life of Joseph. How many people sent to Joseph? One person. But I can't check my stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. If you are crying today because you have missed opportunities, Oroko fine, Oroko pretty, Oroko intelligent, I have mastered this grace. And so nobody said anything to you. By mercy, God give you another opportunity. Don't pray for myself. Every human helper that are sleeping, because you are in this service or you are watching me, God is waking them up for you in the name of Jesus. The dream that will trouble them, the thoughts that will trouble them, the wahala that will trouble them, just because your life was saying, God is sending them in the name of Jesus. God will send your helpers to you. If you are the one I pray for, say 3 amen, pack your blessings. Sit down, but don't go down. So, helpers are divinely sent to you so that you can escape shame. Then, let me show you this in the Bible before we round up. Acts chapter 9, verse 25. They will have kept Paul. Look at. Then his disciples took him by night and they let him down by the wall in a what? Enter this thing. No, I can't. Enter, oh God, they will kill you. And they begin to use rope to throw him down. That Loru at night. That was how Paul escaped. We'll have that before his time. They said it should be good. You are pompous to everybody. You are pompous to people that are working with you. Naaman will have died, but God sent a girl to her. To him. Just a girl. He said, Ma, let Oga go to. That's all. All this suffering you are suffering, there's somebody that has the key in his hand and they are looking at you. Your helpers are not far from you. They are so close, but your pomposity will not let them talk to you. You are the one that is right. Nobody's. You are the one. You are the one that is right. You are the one that is middle. You are the one that is up. Everybody is useless. You are the one that is spiritual. Everybody is pompous. So should I continue? Do you remember Ruth? Remember Ruth? Ruth was married to the family of Naomi. She? The two sons are there. The father was there. She? Not his own father. And now, he said, go to your mother's house. And Ruth said, your Lord will be my Lord. Your people will be my people. She for suffer. But God connected Ruth to Boaz. You see Boaz? And immediately her life changed. The people that will enter your life and your life will change. Are you ready here? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord is changing your garments. The people that will enter your life and your status will change. The people that will enter your life and your story will change. Are you ready? Let the Lord do the connection fast for you in the name of Jesus. So you check your phone. You check your phone from A to Z. You have 5,000 people there. There's no better one person there. Sit down. No one person. All the people you brought together, they are. One person will enter your life like this and anybody occupying space in your life. He said, you are from the family of SSG, you are the family of vice president. But there's nothing vice in your life. The person that will enter your life, it's not occupying space, but it's bringing value. Are you ready for this one? The Lord arranged the meeting for you. Yes. And when God arranges it, you will not use your pomposity to scatter things. Yes. Shamidada in Jesus' name. Yes. You must get ready to recognize What is this person doing in my life?
This one.
You are a guy. Every guy, every lady you meet, you sleep with them. You believe that all ladies are for smashing. You smash them. And all of a sudden, the helper came. You looked at her as a babe. You looked at her as a kidney. I beg. You might be crying now because you have used your helper as Ludo. You have kicked your head as if you are playing tennis. Now you are shouting in the church. Now one opportunity I pray for you that God will give you another chance. He lifted the poor from where? He made him sit where? There's a place you must sit. God will arrange people to help you. Please have good character. Number four, I'm looking at the time. What is the first way God showed a way of escape? Supernaturally. What is the second way? Divine instruction. What is the third way? Now, the fourth way is very important. You must know it. Prayer creates roots. Prayer. Acts chapter 12, verse 5, 7. No matter what you are going through, you've got to pray. Prayer open doors. God will not do some things except we pray. God will not, he said, I stay by the door and I'm knocking. He will not barge into your life anyhow. He wants you to, he said, call unto me. Say, remember now. Prayer invites God to intervene in our situation. Stop thinking, is my father, he's supposed to know what he said. No. No. You have to call unto him. Acts 12, 5 to 7, I read. So Peter was kept in the prison. But the church prayed for him. Bible says the church prayed earnestly. Pray earnestly. I'm reading from verse 5. Yes. And as they are praying now, they pray to God, not to man. Verse 6. Then a night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Verse 7. Suddenly. Why suddenly? They have prayed. They have prayed. You can't pray in the house, in church, you will not pray again. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. And he struck Peter on the side and wake him up. Quick, get up. You know, the rest is testimony. Stretch your hand to that Bible passage. I want to pray for you. Prayer will work for you. This amen is giving me concern. Say, prayer will work for you. I'm not hearing you very well. Say, prayer will work for you. You will not pray and see shame. Do you know people know you are going to church? Every 7 o'clock is going again. People know you go to church. On Sunday, they know you go to church. Now, how can I be leaving the house? Sometimes we leave the house after 6 o'clock to come to church, Benny. Every time they hear noise from my house, pastor praying, at the end of the hour, I say that somebody should go and collect 102K. And God forbid. So people know you are praying. And I'm praying for you. The result of prayer will manifest in your life. James chapter 5 verse 16. Therefore confess your sins to each other. Watch the people you are going to confess your sin to. They will finish you. And pray for each other. I accept that one. So that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person. And the Bible said the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop what? Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Look at this one. Look at this one. Look at this one. Read it in two versions. Read it, everybody. Call unto me. Did you see that? He said, call unto me and I will answer you. God will answer you. He said, will tell you great and unsearchable things that you don't know anything about. Unsearchable things. Read for me. Message now. Look at. Call to me and I will answer you. Look at. Did you see that? I will tell you what? That you could never figure out on your own. There are things you can't figure out, but as you begin to pray, God will show you. Do this, God will show you. do that. The last one, number five. Today I have given you five escape routes, no matter what you are going through. Spiritually, financially, materially, maritally, anywhere. Number five is using the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus secures a way of escape. Come and see how the blood of Jesus secures a way of escape. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. This blood is our covering. This blood is your covering. This blood is your defense. Benny, look at it. Exodus 12. This blood is your divine passport to freedom. The blood of Jesus. Somebody said the blood of Jesus. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood. So when the blood of Jesus on you, the blood, the wicked cannot shed your blood. And I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite, stretch your hand to that Bible passage, let me pray for you. The blood of Jesus is your covering, it will work for you. The blood of Jesus is your defense, it will work for you. I'm not begging you, don't worry. The blood of Jesus is your passport, you will enter freedom. The blood of Jesus speaks better things for you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus make you escape the judgment of the wicked in the name of Jesus. As you sleep, the blood of Jesus speaks for you. The blood speaks against your enemies. The blood silence your accusers. Oh, yeah, say a big amen in the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh. That speaketh. That speaketh. The blood of Jesus Christ is speaking for me. The blood that speaketh. The blood of Jesus Christ is speaking for me. Oh, the blood will speak for you. I'm not hearing you. I said the blood will speak for you. Where they call your name, the blood will appear to them. Where they want to harass you, the blood will speak for you. Any coven they take your name to, the blood will scatter them. Somebody help me shout the blood. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. The blood of Jesus silence your accuser. You should know this now. Every time people use bad mouth to talk about you, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. See, after me say, I will overcome my problems. Say, by the blood of the Lamb. I will overcome my accusers by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. So the blood of Jesus can silence your enemy's accusations. Don't forget that. Finally, carry your Bible. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11. Something happened to me now. There's somebody here, after you have eaten, your food comes back into your mouth, sometimes as if you want to vomit it. Every animalistic digestive system that is making your digestive life to be painful. It's so strong now, I thought I was going to fall. I command, let God correct that digestive system supernaturally in the name of Jesus. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. Oh my God. Anybody here that is a prisoner? Anybody here that they have held captive? I know you are a big man and big babe, but as you say amen now, I pray you are delivered by the blood of Jesus. May you escape death by the blood of Jesus. May you escape oppression by the blood of Jesus. Let me first pray. May you escape mockery by the blood of Jesus. May you escape poverty by the blood of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your loudest amen now. So you have learned today that you can be supernaturally delivered. Number two, you can receive a word or instruction to be delivered as a way of escape. Number three, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Every unnecessary itch you are eating, you are scratching your body. Crack. You have used different types of medicine, not going. Oh my God. Let the arrow of shame get out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious Lord. The time is going. I want us to pray. All these five divine escape routes, you must not forget them. Let's go to them again. Number one, supernatural deliverance. Number two, God sent word to you. Number three, He sent human agent to you, human helpers to you. Will you remember? So when you first meet somebody, anybody like this, find out from God, what does this woman want from me? What does this man want from me? Everyone in my little circle, before I start dealing with them, I have known. If I don't see them before they come, after they have come, I ask God, who is this one? As I'm looking at them like this, I know what they have come to do. Number four, prayers. When you pray, you receive a way of escape. And number five, by the blood of Jesus. Please rise and let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Our prayer time will finish before 9, so don't worry. Anytime I receive a word, I thank Him for the word. Go ahead and let us thank Him. Lord, I thank You for Your word. Go ahead and thank You for the word. 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 Go ahead and thank Him. Thank You for the word. No joke with that one. Thank You for the word. Say, Lord, I thank You for Your word. I thank You for Your word. Thank You for Your word. We give You praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'm not hearing your voice again. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray from your heart. I don't know what you are going through now. And you are thinking, how am I going to escape? This is the best I can do. As your general teaching you. As your father teaching you. As your pastor, prophet teaching you. So pay attention as you pray this prayer. You might have to go back to YouTube. Or go and watch it back on Facebook and pray these prayers again. Lift up your voice and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I give me breakthrough on every side. Benny, in life. Financially, give me breakthrough. See, if you are spiritual and you are broke, there is no, you are still going to cry. Benny. If you have money and you're not spiritual, you are still going to have problems. So on every side, show me a way of escape. Give me breakthrough. Give me breakthrough spiritually. Give me breakthrough financially. Give me breakthrough in marriage. Give me breakthrough in career. Give me breakthrough in business. Father. 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 Somebody that I say, Father. Give me breakthrough on every side. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray like that. You are not praying very well. You are not praying very well. On every side. 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 You are not praying. On every side. On every side. On every side. Lift up your voice yourself and pray. Give me breakthrough on every side. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, give me a word that will bear me from every manipulation. There's somebody there, you're my left hand side. You're always wearing your wife's clothes. I used to have a pastor that used to wear the wife's pants. So I called him to my office one day and I said, you are wearing your wife's pants. He said, it doesn't matter now, we are one. I said, after today, God will cause a separation between me and you. Because you are an idiot. He left. You are there now, you are wearing your wife's clothes. That is why things are tough for you. Don't come out. You are there. You're my left hand side. What is wrong with you? Men, look at me. I hope you know that even your wife wrapper, you must always to cover yourself when you're sleeping. Did I teach you that? You don't know? When you are a Pekin and your mother's wrapper can be, you are the level of a god. See, I have taught you. If you take it, you prosper. You don't take it, I'm going to pray now. Don't worry. Stop wearing your wife's clothes. You are wearing your wife's wrapper. You are wearing your wife. I don't blame you. I told that my pastor is wearing the wife's pants anyway. He went to Lekki. I had to stop because of that one. Wearing your wife's clothes. You are tying your wife's wrapper. Father, give me a word. I'm not hearing you again. Are you the one wearing your wife's clothes? I said, Father, give me a word. Or even the system of all your clothes, your wife and your clothes in the same place is nonsense. Get out. Don't look at me anyhow. You don't pay me. Yes, you have your drawer. You have the drawer. What is that? We carry vibrations. You don't know we carry vibrations? You don't know? Father, give me a word. That tall woman, come very quickly. Say, Father, give me a word. Bail me from shame. Stand there. Say, Father, give me a word. Hey, my woman, what I said, he catch you up. You can't talk again. Father, give me a word that will bail me from shame. Give me an instruction that will deliver me from manipulation. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and cry to God. Let somebody pray. Are they praying? Are they praying? Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. So sit down and put your hand on your knees. So as I pray for you, they want to paralyze your two legs. Sit down very well. Put your hand on your knees like this. Good. Okay. So you are going to pray. Anything they want to do to make your legs paralyzed, you are delivered from such in the name of Jesus. I strongly believe prevention is better than cure. Me believe prevention is better than cure. And that's when I give instruction, I tell you, go and do it. Lord, say, you are delivered from anything called paralysis. Whether they say amen for you, I'm praying for you, delivered from paralysis. Daniel brought a family here. I told her, I said, go and pray very well. They will keep before you get home. Daniel, where is the bad people? I said, before you get home, they will kill you now. They prayed. I said, pray very well. They prayed. When they were going home, Moto separated him and his wife like this. Oh, you will escape stroke. Yeah. All the people say amen. You will escape the arrows of the wicked. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. After the service, please see Pastor Mike. They will give you oil. You put oil there. We are praying in advance. It will not be your portion. Yeah. Congratulations. Go. Let me clap for Jesus. Go. Father, send me an angel. You didn't pray very well. Say, Father, send me an angel. They beg me. We now went to go and pray for somebody inside bush. When we got there, we were surrounded by these Islamic people. With sword and everything. And I went with two pastors. Hey, me that they are washing before. If I'd known, I should have gone alone. And it was sure they are going to kill us there. And the only thing that we can say is that, boys, hold me. Angels of the living God, surround me and surround me fast. I taught you that prayer. Surround me. Angels of God, surround me. Surround me. So I closed my eyes and I said, I pray. And every one of us were praying. And before I knew it, they ran away. So we'll have died inside bush. Nobody will trace us. Nobody will trace us. Inside bush, along by Granio, the person I went to pray for is not talking to me again. No. He said, Bruku, the person I'm talking is not talking to me again now. The person I went to do bail for him, 450 million in SFU, Special Fraud Unit, is not talking to me again. No. The DPO said, sir, how much is he giving? I said, he has never given money before. But because he gave me his house for fellowship. Angels of the living God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You are even putting the rosary to sleep. You better go and throw it away. Oh, they showed it. Oh. You are putting the rosary in your neck to sleep. The rosary that they have done juju on. Angels of the living God. Surround me now. Father, send me an angel. I give you 2 minutes to pray the prayer. Go, everybody. Angels, are they praying here? Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody, are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Let's pray this prayer. Father, send me my divine helper. And if God has sent helpers to you, please maintain a good relationship with them. There will be quarrel, there will be, but maintain good relationship. Some is just one you will have in your lifetime. One. Some your divine helper might even be your wife. Then, some your divine helper might be your husband. So if it's already there, and you're saying, tell me a divine helper, God will tell you, just maintain the one you have. But let's pray. Okay, let me pray the prayer for you. At point in life where you need human helper, the Lord will plant them there for you. Point in life where you needed your life and your story to change, God will plant great people for you. A point in life where your status must change, the people you don't know, God will plant them there to help you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Let's pray this prayer. Don't worry, I'm looking at the time. Say it very loud and clear. These prayers are very, very paramount to your life. Say, Father, deliver me from traps. Father, deliver me from spiritual trap. Deliver me from human traps. You know, human trap. Human trap. Human trap. Not person. They will set the trap. Not person. Not be person. Not person. Set the trap. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, deliver me from traps. Say human trap. Deliver me. Spiritual trap. Deliver me. Will you pray the prayer? Oh yeah, go on, son, pray in the name of Jesus. Pray, pray, pray. Life giving, life changer, Jehovah. Life changer, Somebody, are you praying?
Mountain move up, Jehovah. The covenant could be good. Covenant could be good. Covenant could be good.
In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this one for 1 minute, then I will stop you. Father, show me my way of escape from every delay. You're supposed to be married. Lord, show me the way of escape. You're supposed to travel abroad. Father, show me the way of escape. Ben, you want to go to school? Father, show. There's a particular person in this show, I said, tell everybody you're not going to school again. That's what we did. Tell everybody you're not going to school again. When I was going to school, I told them in church I was a organizer. Ben, organizer. I was in the church. Nobody helped me now. I was the choir master. I was one counting offering. Nobody helped me. Every child in your school should be anointed today. Today, before they leave. They want to take a child. That's how I was talk. But looking at me, just like that. Say, how can he stay here? I say, he has gone to Ilogbo. What's your business? Jimmy Namigo. Any Lolobo? Are you ready to pray? Father, show me a way of escape. So I told the lady, don't tell anybody you are going to school again. Don't tell anybody. She said, shush. Take this way. She finished. She read Masters. They didn't know. They thought she's a, what's it called? A fashion designer. She graduated. We didn't do anything. Small graduation. Everybody has known you are graduated. You will not suffer. When it's not time for celebration, you hide. Father, show me a way of escape. You are married. There's no baby. Show me a way of escape. Want to move from one house to the other, and anytime you gather money, you are sick. Father, show me a way of escape. Are you ready to pray? From delay, from manipulation, from oppression, from poverty, show me the way of escape. Everybody lift up your voice and pray. Everybody, you are praying. Everybody, you are praying. Everybody, you are praying. Is everybody praying here? Speak to me, Lord Jesus. I want to hear from you.
If you don't speak, Lord Jesus, I don't know what to do.
Are they praying here?
Speak to me, Lord Jesus. I want to hear from you, Lord. If you don't speak, Lord Jesus,
then hey, Jesus.
I don't know what.
Mighty name we pray. Your menstrual listen has been very, very dirty and black. The Lord is cleaning your body and system up now. Whatever thing you have eaten in a dream that has tampered with your body system, today receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Pray with me, everybody. Say after me, say, Father, walk on my eyes. Open my eyes. Father, walk on my ears. Open my ears. Walk on my heart. Open my heart to receive from you. I say after me, say, my Father and the Lord enjoy it. Make me enjoy it too. Oh, yeah, everybody, lift up your voice and pray like that. I enjoy this. Walk on my eyes. Somebody, are you praying? Walk on my eyes. Walk on my ears. Are you praying? Walk on my head. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is somebody praying here? In Jesus, never pray. Neither, let me pray for you. You are smelling. Anything that is making you to smell, I command the arrow to go back now in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you, sir. Whatever that is making prophecy not to come to pass in your life, I curse them now in the name of Jesus. All the people that said amen for her, prophecy will work for you.
Amen.
We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Look for an elderly woman that is up to 80 years. When you get an elderly woman that is up to 80 years, buy clothes, buy beverage for them, and rush to my office immediately once you have done that. Are you listening to me now? Everybody pray with me. Okay, put your hand on your chest. Let me pray this prayer for you. May your eyes see your escape route. You're not serious here. Let me go. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't know you. I'm just praying for you. Pray, Father. Deliver me.
Deliver me.
From my past mistake.
From my past mistake.
Until I tell you to stand up. Don't stand up. Go to the altar and pray. Put your hand on your chest. Are you ready for prayer? Ah. Ulaibara. Thank you, precious Lord. You have only one son. You're on this side. Don't come out. I want to pray for you. The only one thing you are taking care of, the wicked will not collect from you. Say you see yourself now. The best, you want to send him to go and see somebody in the village. Hey! You now open your dirty man and the daddy now see daddy call. Can the daddy? I pray. I've said that one. I'm going on. Are you ready? I said, God will open your ears to hear your escape route. God will open your heart to hear your escape route. Anybody here that is already trapped by the wicked, I command the trap to open for you right now in the name of Jesus. And I shall pray for you. Anybody here baptized with the spirit of shame and hatred, let that spirit, let it move away now in the name of Jesus. They bath with you with blood. You thought you would break through, but your life became complicated. Any solution you have looked for in the den of wicked that has brought problem into your life, oh yeah, receive deliverance from them in the name of Jesus. Your mistakes are corrected in the name of the Father. Pray for you in the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Stretch your hand towards me here and pray. And say, as I pray for you. Are you ready for this one? Have you stretched your hand to me here? Are you ready for this one? Now, even in your sleep, the Lord will fight for you. Even when you close your eyes, the Lord will fight for you. See, when you turn your back, the Lord will fight for you. I'm not hearing you. I said, even when you close your eyes, the Lord will fight for you. Whoever is hugging you, but they want to mob you, they want to fire you, the Lord will expose them. Now, the Bible says, will bless the work of your hand. You are walking. And that person that is saying, I will frustrate your effort. Anybody here that they are frustrating your effort, let the frustrator be frustrated in the name of Jesus. That person, you always have a seasonal sickness. Every month you are sick. Can you please remove your hand from sin? So that this prayer can work for you. Every sickness here, oh yeah, disappear forever in the name of Jesus. The person that will enter into your life in the name of help, but will show you hell, I command them to walk out now in the name of Jesus. Your children will not become useless. I'm going to pray for him, he said. Your children will not become worthless. Another spirit will not enter into your children. Spirit of pride will not enter into your children. The Lord said we should pray. There's something you don't have that you want God to give you. I will give God 3 months. Everybody pray. Lord, I don't have this. Give me. Go ahead and pray. Don't go and start to ask for plane, no. Don't deceive yourself. You're asking for plane. and you walk by plane, there's something you don't have. I don't have a baby. Give me. Give me a word that will show me the way out. There's something you don't have. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. In Jesus' name we pray. The day I read from the Bible, it said, all things are yours. There are needs, there are wants, there are necessities. There are some things that are not luxury. They are God's promises. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever you are supposed to have gotten, but you are deprived by the wicked, the Lord is giving them back to you in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever that's supposed to have come to you, the wicked will no longer stop them as they come now in the name of Jesus. Here you have not heard from God before. As you go to bed today, even on your way, you will hear from God for the first time in the name of Jesus. I enjoy this per second, per second. When I tell people the name of their husband, when I tell people the name of their children, they begin to say, I tell, did you think we planned this together? So I'm praying for you. I've enjoyed it. Receive first class information in the name of Jesus Christ. Before evil will touch you, spiritual sensor, expose them in the name of Jesus. You know what I said now? I pray for each and every one of you that have establishment, restaurant, you have a work, you have a school. The enemy will not cause a bloodshed there in the name of Jesus. The Lord protect the work of your hands in the name of Jesus. Everyone listen to me now. You will not go back to square one in life. All our children will do well. Not hearing, all our children will do well. None of them will fail. They will not be backward. In the name of Jesus. Everything we will need to take care of them, there will be provision. Father, we give you praise. Anybody looking at your children to harass them, their eyes are blinded. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As you go from here, the sense of the Spirit will begin to show you way of escape. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Damn your hands together to the Lord.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact at FemiAquilaMinistries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and good power.